going to be either Kemp or Purdue. They're battling it out right now for that nomination. I think she's going to get absolutely destroyed. And is she still going to be the patron saint when she loses badly in Georgia again? Is she going to concede this time? Or is she going to be done for? I just hope she finally lets those kids take their masks off like she did for those photos.
And apparently they're going to keep me away from the rodeo ring in terms of riding a horse, but they'll let me near the petting zoo, I'm told.
That's safe. You and the kids. Hey, you can practice being a dad.
Take care, everybody.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile's social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country you never go into. Stop paying for their added perks you never use.
Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that. Instead, they give you killer 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys for half the cost. The average size family is saving over $800 a year.
You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And if you want unlimited data, you can get it and still save a fortune.
From your cell phones, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
That's #250. All you have to do is say the words Pure Talk.
Larry Elder here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is cheering the latest monthly job numbers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
The president says the creation of 678,000 jobs in February is evidence that his plan to rebuild the economy is working.
Over the course of my presidency, our economy has now created 7.4 million jobs.
But he acknowledges that inflation remains a problem.
I understand our top priority must be getting prices under control.
In a hopeful sign, the latest jobs data suggests that COVID-19 is losing its grip on the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, one U.S. senator tells the Salem Radio Network the crisis in Ukraine is
One good reason to revive domestic oil production. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Marco Rubio says the war in Ukraine is straining Russia's ability to export its oil, and that leaves a global economy in need of a new supplier.
That new supplier should be us.
Rubio says the president should allow more U.S. oil production.
We don't need the Russian oil. It's 4% of what we invest every day. It's a lot of money to Putin. We could easily replace it with our own domestic supply if the president would allow it.
Rubio says the administration is resisting sanctions on Russian oil because it's afraid of higher gas prices, but also remains firmly opposed to U.S. energy production. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court has reinstated the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Zinayev. The justices, by a 6-3 vote, agreed with the Biden administration's arguments that a federal appeals court was wrong to throw out the sentence of death that a jury had imposed on Zernaya for his role in the bombing. It killed three people near the finish line of the marathon in 2013. Stocks are in the red now. The Dow 417 points, the NASDAQ down 300. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. In an effort to deal with its ongoing teacher shortage, the Clark County School District has launched a new hiring campaign. The When You Grow, We All Grow campaign will offer career advancement opportunities to current district employees and provide a head start for high school students interested in a career in education. The CCSD has more than 300,000 students and 40,000 employees. District officials say they already have 30 high schools with teaching programs and more than 4,000 students enrolled in those classes. Citing inflation, the Congressional Gaming Caucus wants to increase the level at which players are required to report their slot machine jackpot winnings to the IRS. The bipartisan measure would raise the current $1,200 trigger to $5,000. The current trigger level was set back in 1977. Well, adjusted for inflation, that would amount to about $5,000 today. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus has been pushing for this kind of a change since the Obama administration. Gaming and resort association groups support that move.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Can you believe $1,200 is now $5,000? Well, any event, there's a crash westbound Craig over Interstate 15. That's in North Las Vegas. The right lanes are blocked there. Another collision. That's U.S. 95 southbound before Rainbow. And also watch the right lanes in that incident.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, March 4th, as we continue on into spring. I'm so excited. I'm so looking forward to spring. But one thing I'm looking forward to, maybe more than anything, is the fact that it's Friday. This is the day we celebrate. We work all week long to get to this day.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on! How can you not know? It is Friday. It is the weekend. It is time to celebrate. Good to have you with us. A guy that likes to celebrate with the best of them is my buddy Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us. Tommy, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, buddy. How are you?
I'm ready on so many levels. We got NASCAR in town this week. We got March Madness in town. It's going to be so much fun over the course of the next couple of weeks in our community. And are you much of a NASCAR fan?
So our LIUNA, Laborers International Union, we sponsor a Tyler Aiken car. So you're going to see him out there tonight. Racing in that little pickup truck he has.
The truck series. I love it.
Yep.
I absolutely love it. You going out to the track at all this weekend?
I'm going to be probably not this weekend. I'm going to be heading out there tonight to meet up with Tyler.
Excellent. And what is involved in these sponsorships? I've never known anybody that sponsored a race car. What is it? You get tickets to the races? You get...
For us, it's not so much tickets because, I can't sit down longer than an hour, right? So I got to keep moving, right? So, but for us, it's more of the branding and the logo and more about letting our members see that we're out there and letting our contractors know that we're supporting that industry and because we do build a lot of those racetracks throughout the country and we do repair them.
I should mention that in addition to NASCAR, we've got college hoops tournaments as March Madness gets underway. I'm not a big college basketball fan until March Madness. What about for you?
Kevin, that's like an all-day deal. And we host our charitable foundation event around that time because we have a lot of our I guess you'd call our sponsors flying into town for that. And so we host an event for them on the day of March Madness. And we raise money for our charitable foundation, and that goes back to our members.
So. I think that's great. I think that's tremendous. And, again, the conference tournaments – for me, begin March Madness. It's not just the NCAA tournament, but it's the conference tournaments that that. And boy, I had no idea we had so many great venues for these things. I mean, I don't know of any community that could host this kind of event with all these different conference tournaments ongoing. In fact, I think one of them already began, and we'll have more coming up this week. You like the conference tournaments and all of that in all of our venues? I mean, it makes it really, really busy.
I think it brings a lot of tourists to town. It brings a lot of fans to town. You know, listen, it's good for our economy. It generates a lot of money. And anything that generates that's going to boost our economy and keep us moving here in Las Vegas helps us. So I support anything like that that's going to boost our economy. We're all in.
I want to ask you, this Tuesday, we had the State of the Union, Joe Biden's State of the Union address. What, from a jobs perspective, from a union perspective, your members' perspective, what'd you think of that speech?
Well, you know, Kevin, it's kind of like I always say with politicians, put your money where your mouth is, right? If you're going to talk about, you know, oh, you're going to get this much money for roads and this much money for sewer lines and this much money to replace lead pipe. And all right, well, you know, like I said, again, in your previous shows, it's nice that we get told that, but anytime a politician tells you you're going to get this much money, let's find out first, how long is it going to take us to get it? And how do we have to apply for it? They don't just hand out money like people, especially in the construction industry, like they did on those PPP loans, right? We have to go out there. We got to see where it's going to be applied. We got to see if it's going to be applied in our industry, and hopefully we wind up getting some work out of it. But listen, you know, you can't believe 100% of what they say, because it's like they always say what they want just to make themselves and their party look good. So
you're a skeptic. You're a You're not a healthy optimist when it comes to getting this money. Now, let me just ask you, the so-called Biden infrastructure package, is there any evidence that money's getting into the economy right now, or that it's creating jobs for your members?
Oh, based on what I've seen on plans, I believe definitely it's going to create jobs. And even with the other money that's coming in, I believe that's going to create jobs. But they make it sound, you know, when they get on the news and they start giving these speeches about what they're doing, they make it sound like they're dropping that bundle of money, you know, on your state right at that point. Well, that's not the way it works. You know, it's, you know, you have to have plans. You have to have what it's going to be doing, where that money's going to be going, what water systems is going to be working for, what, you know, you can't just say, here's $75 million, have at it and figure it out yourself. That's not what they do. They give you the plan of what they want it spent for, and then hopefully our local government decides the right thing to do with it.
I know that we had a good jobs report, 678,000 new jobs, the unemployment rate down to 3.8%. Let me just ask you, from the standpoint of your members and the families of your members, this whole thing of Biden inflation seems to be eating into everybody's money. What about from your perspective, from your members' perspective?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, we have a lot of jobs that are not just right here in the city. You know, we have a lot of jobs that are outside the city where to travel 50, 60 miles to get to each way. So, you know, with the cost of gas going up the way it has, that's costing money. I mean, you know, your milk, your normal groceries that you buy every week, that's gone up. So, you know, all that does is make us look at the next time we have to sit down in negotiations what we're going to be looking at. If the increase in the economy has a 7% increase, you know, our contractors can't expect us to settle for 3.5%. So that's how we have to look at it. And listen, we're hopeful that within the next year that the economy is going to get back to where it is. Or where it was, and you know, some of our prices are going to drop down. But Kevin, it's like anything else. How many times have you seen in your lifetime that if the price goes up on something, does it come back down because the economy is good? That never happens. I mean, you know, when you talk to people, well, I'm going to wait to buy a car because they can't buy, they can't make the cars because of chips right now. People are still paying $10,000 to $20,000 more for a car than what the car's worth, right? So if the manufacturer of the cars is selling those cars, do you think he's going to come back and go, we just dropped our prices by $10,000 because we have chips now? No, because there's a demand for it. And as long as there's a demand, people are going to pay.
Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Do you ever, and I don't know the answer to this question, so I may be asking in the blind here, but do you ever reopen contracts when you see 5, 6, 7% inflation going up monthly? Do you ever try and reopen contracts that are currently existing?
No, the only time that we ever actually reopened the contract was back in, it wasn't that we reopened the contract, we had an allocation coming, and back in, you know, when the economy took a crash back in 2008, 2009, 2010, and we just didn't feel that if we would have taken the increase, we would have been able to continue putting people to work. It would have been too much of a burden. There really wasn't a lot of work at that time. So we left our increase on the table, but eventually we wind up getting that increase back, but it wind up coming over time. So, we do our contract is good until 2023, and hopefully in 2023, things are going to be back to semi-normal, and we won't be having to worry about it. But we'll use everything we have to help our members out, to get them till this passes.
But it is cutting into the buying power of your members. If they got a 3% increase annually on a 3-year contract or a 2-year contract, the fact is that 3% gets eaten alive by 7% inflation. Am I right?
Oh, definitely. You know, and that's what, you know, that's what the average consumer or the average, you know, the average person out there that doesn't pay attention to this daily, they don't understand that. They look at it like, you know, I'm still going to get, you know, a dollar an hour increase come July, but that dollar an hour really is only equal to about maybe 25 cents because of the way the economy is right now, because everything costs a little bit more.
We are into day 9, or maybe it's 10. I'll have to look on the war in Ukraine. We have had attacks on nuclear plants. They're using cluster bombs. Both are under the definition of war crimes. What do you make of what you've seen half a world away?
I watch these things on the news, and it kind of, you know, in one way, it makes you look like, are we really heading for something worse than this? If we, you know, allow this to continue, I really believe, you know, the United States of America should stop buying anything from Russia. When you have a country that's bombing another country, and the people of Russia are again, you know, watch, depending on what channel you watch, the people of Russia are against this, but yet you have a leader in Russia that's just going to go out and, you know, blow up whatever he wants. I mean, you saw the nuclear factory got blasted out there, right? It kind of puts the U.S. in a bad spot. But a general that I watched this morning on Fox 5 News, he put it like this: our government needs to use their imagination and not being so spineless. So I think we need to kind of, make sure we take care of our own country here, and just be on the watch for what's to come next with Russia. And I don't believe Putin's going to stop. I believe he's going to take over, you know, go after the Ukraine, and then after that, he's going to wind up going after someone else. And you know, it kind of puts us in a spot where we feel like we got to sit back and watch it, because they're not part of NATO. They're not part of the European Union yet, although they applied. But, you know, at this point, we're kind of just like sitting back saying, well, I hope it don't come that close to us.
Are you in the 75% of Americans who don't want a major contribution by the United States on the ground in Ukraine, that they don't want boots on the ground? Are you in that 75%?
I don't think the United States needs boots on the ground in Ukraine. We got enough military and we got enough fighting power where we don't have to put one person has to step into that country to take care of what needs to be taken care of. But then on the other side of that, we're sure Putin, he's got his ammunition facing towards us too. So it's like, you know, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't want to see our troops. We saw our troops go into some of these other wars. We saw how many of them came home dismembered and how many we lost. And I'd hate to see our troops have to go in. Now, if the rest of the world decides they're going to go in, I do not believe the U.S. should be left out.
If it is a worldwide effort.
If it's a worldwide effort, then we need to take our position and go in there and take care of it.
Very good. Very good. You got a busy weekend?
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's like most other weekends. I spend my weekends working, so, you know, my daughters are in town. I'm going to try to spend some time with them and go see Tyler Aiken tonight, drive that truck series, and we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Hey, Tommy, always good, man. You have a great weekend. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
All right, buddy. You too. Take
there
care.
You go. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. His men and women have created so much. And in fact, every time I go by Allegiant Stadium, and I drive by there, I don't know, once, twice, three times a week, I think of those men and women that were up on scaffolding and up on cranes. And man, I tell you what an impressive stadium that is. A great venue. And it's going to be a great venue for a lot of great events, including the Super Bowl in 2024. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und the horses. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. The one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $24.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us.